must be freezing." The owner of Luna Lake Cabins hurried forward, the hem of a fluffy, hunter-green robe flapping around her slim legs, and flung her arms around the waist of the cabin's manager when he entered the big house's kitchen 3 hours later.
"It's cold out there," he acknowledged as he held her close. "But I'm fine now that I have you right where I want you, wife of mine."
"I wish you didn't have to do so much snow plowing." She drew back slightly and searched his tanned face. "I worry about you out there alone in the cold."
"Don't I always come back to you?"
He drew her to him again, this time kissing her thoroughly before releasing her.
"Is that hot chocolate on the stove?"
"Take a seat at the table, and I'll fix us both some." She crossed to the pan, beside which two bright red mugs, decorated with rows of Christmas trees, already waited, and made quick work of filling each one with the warm chocolate and tiny marshmallows. "Here you go." She set one before him on the table.
"Perfect."
He drew her onto his lap.
"Just the way I like it."
"Have a cookie." She slid a large, round Christmas tin towards them. "Our guest in cabin 2 delivered another batch while you were gone. I've packed 3 tins in with the stuff we're taking with us to Captain's Point. So, what was it like to meet your literary idol?" She referred to the cabin's most recent arrival.
"Not quite what I'd expected."
His expression sobered. "Disappointing?"
"No, but there's something wrong there."
"In what way?"
"If he didn't seem so fit, I'd have been concerned he was ill," he explained, then chuckled. "And there's certainly nothing wrong with his appetite. He kept eyeing the plate of homemade chocolate chip cookies you'd left on the registration counter in the lodge, until I told him to take them to his cabin with him. Our other guest certainly won't need them." He nodded towards the tin.
"That's for sure," she laughed. "At least, now, my humble efforts won't go to waste. These are much more attractive." She held out an intricately decorated sugar cookie that had been cut in the shape of a Christmas tree.
"Now, I won't hear a discouraging word said about my favorite cookies." He gave her a squeeze. "And yours are provided all year long."
"So what made you feel like there was something wrong with Mr. McDuff?" She returned their conversation to their newest guest.
"For one thing, he fell asleep almost as soon as we started back here," he filled her in. "And, once he woke up, he held his own as we discussed the challenges facing the natural world at this point in Earth's history, but there wasn't any spark, no humor, if you will. There are bright spots all through his nonfiction works, and his fiction always provides me with a chuckle here and there."
"Maybe he was just tired after all that traveling," she suggested.
"Maybe."
"Do you think we should ask Jake Ketchum to keep an eye on him?"
"No," he grinned.
"I have a feeling our little baker will be doing that, especially as we'll no longer be here to consume the output." He reached for a cookie shaped like a reindeer and decorated with a harness lined with jingle bells.
"You and your matchmaking."
She snuggled her head against his shoulder.
"I was right about us."
He popped the last bite of cookie into his mouth and then hugged her close. "Yes, you were.
Besides, Luna Lake and the cabins come with their own special magic."